Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's in the flesh. I thought about leaving him outside for a while. How cold, like a really cold day in Tennessee, how cold is it in the winter?
I would say 30s,
20s.
30s? Yeah, 20s, 30s. Although they did get a pretty, for them, significant snow a couple weeks ago. They had a snow day.
How much is that?
I would guess, judging from the Facebook pictures, I would say maybe 3 inches.
3 inches?
4 inches, yeah.
Yeah. There are people who would rather have this weather today than mid to upper 90s in the summer.
Never.
Honestly.
Never.
Shit.
No.
There's a lot of talk about deportation. I'm calling for all those folks, Dave Harrigan, to be deported.
That's perfectly fair.
If you think this is better than 96, find a new country.
Enjoy Antarctica.
Yeah, exactly. I would take this every day of the week and twice on Sunday. I mean, I love hot weather.
Yes.
So
yes.
As we have that rule in the Scoggins household. You don't complain when it's too hot. We can complain when it's too cold.
Yeah.
But when you go through our winters, you're not allowed to complain about the heat in the summer.
We have this rule in the Hartman household. Can you get to 843 things to complain about each day? Okay, let's talk NFL. It's almost become a cliche. But it lives up to it again. This is the best weekend all season. Now, you get four games. Obviously, you don't, until later in the year, you don't get Saturday games. But all of them were memorable. Let's just go in sequence. Like, even the Kansas City game is memorable because, as a non-official complainer, my God.
Yeah, I mean,
honestly,
it's there were two roughing the passers that shouldn't have been called, obviously.
Nope.
But you know what? That's when you have a superstar, they're getting them. I mean, I don't care what sport that happens. And I forgot who was saying it, you know.
Aikman was killing him during the broadcast.
Well, was it him or Joe Buckett said, oh, come on.
That was Aikman.
That's a quarterback saying,
yes.
You know. And it's like that one's hard because, you know, they're moving so fast and they flew in. But when you slow it down, you see the replay. They didn't even hit him. They went above him, and they hit each other. They hit each other. So, and you know, you see all the memes, or is that what they're called? The little thing.
Yes,
it's the Chiefs and the officials waiting outside.
Oh yeah,
those are great.
Yeah, some of them. There were some.
I saw one that's
not real appropriate.
Yeah, I saw one that I wouldn't retweet. No, I understand. I understand the frustration, and especially with a guy like Mahomes, that like. If you give him a second opportunity, a new life on a possession, he's going to score.
So let me ask you this. We got the four amazing quarterbacks in the AFC. You got Mahomes, then you got the two guys who played last night, and then don't forget Burrow. I mean, Burrow is so good. If Chip Scoggins, we get to pick teams, okay? And we're told we have to pick a quarterback first. Are you still taking Mahomes first?
Until proven otherwise.
I am too.
Until proven otherwise.
Even though all those other three guys all had better years, But this guy's going to the AFC Championship game.
With a terrible line.
Every year that he starts, they go to the AFC Championship game, and most the Super Bowl.
I don't know how you could say you have one game and you're not taking him. You have to win this game. How are you not taking that guy? And look at the talent he's surrounded by in terms of deficiencies.
They're not
what
that
he overcomes.
Talented.
No, they've lost one game.
You know where they're talented? On defense.
They are. Yeah, I mean, Chris Jones is great. They got a secondary. They got some players back there.
Yeah,
linebackers. But offensively, now the tight end showed he's still pretty good at his age, right? But Mahomes, I don't know how anybody could say you'd take anyone over him just because he finds a way. Same thing with this way. I think the Bills are, I don't know, significantly better, but a better team. But I wouldn't put money on them this week to go in there and win.
No. Can you check how many consecutive years the Patriots went to the AFC Championship game before Brady's last year? I think it might have been 8. I think 8 is the number, like 8 straight years. So if you're in the AFC the last 15 years, it's either the Patriots, and then they matched up the one time, or the Chiefs. So good luck to you. Now we get to if Chip Scoggins has to pick the 5th best quarterback in the National Football League right now.
Your guy from Arizona State? We'll say he's Arizona State.
Arizona State's own.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels. Because it's the 4 from the AFC.
I wouldn't argue it.
I'd take him over Goff. I really would.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the way the two played the other night.
Yeah.
And on the road. I mean, for him to go in that environment where we saw what happened to Sam Darnold 2 weeks ago in that environment, and to have that kind of poise and that playmaking, and some of those throws, the ones down the field where he just puts it right on him, were incredible.
The one throw where you're exactly right, it's just dropping.
There's two guys there along the sideline.
And one guy's putting his finger in his eye so he can't even see, but it's just so perfectly, exquisitely thrown, he can't drop.
Yeah, and that's the thing when you look at the 4 quarterbacks left, but and even before that, I mean, obviously Lamar.
Yep.
You have to have that scrambling ability.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's such a...
It just changes.
Because Romo was talking about yesterday with Josh Allen. He's like, you got to have him run the ball, which is so anti-what we always say. You don't want to get your quarterback hurt. But no, it's like it's such a weapon. And even Mahomes is more... His is more, scrambling around and moving and dodging, but...
He goes just fast enough.
Just fast enough.
Right.
And he's elusive and can make plays. But you have to have that ability. I think if you're an evaluator or head coach looking for a quarterback, you better have somebody that's mobile.
What was it for New England?
8 in a row.
8 in a row.
8 in a row, and just 4 of those 8, they advanced to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty good.
As Suhan points out in his column, Packers scored 31 against the Lions December 5th. The Bills scored 48 December 15th. The 49ers, when they were all beat up, scored 34. 2 nights ago, the Commanders score 45. How did the Vikings score 9?
Well, that's just a reminder of if there was any doubt, in anyone's mind about do you bring Sam Darnold back, they scored 9 points against that defense. And Commanders made it look like...
Is it not? How much is on the offensive line for Chip Scoggins?
It was... Well, in that game, I think it was more the quarterback overthrowing guys in the first quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was more, he was just...
The Rams game might have been more offensive.
And the Rams had 7 sacks yesterday. I mean, they got some good young pass rushers there. So that one, I felt like the offensive line got overwhelmed and Darnold held on to it. The Lions game, he just was misfiring. There's a number of things that we can look at these teams and say, okay, what can you draw from? I think you got to have a mobile quarterback. Obviously, to me, the story of this weekend is, it's tale as old as time, but you can't have turnovers in these big games. I mean, the teams that lost, 5-0 for the Lions, you're not going to beat anybody that.
No, no chance.
The Ravens had,
3.
The other ones,
if you want to count the Andrews drop as a turnover, you could.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's just those kinds of mistakes in these games are just so much. You can't overcome them. So that was a big part of it. I think line play. Look at Philadelphia's line.
I thought
line.
That's where you were going.
Yeah, look at their offensive defensive line.
Both sides.
I don't think Hurts is a great quarterback.
I don't either.
But I think Barkley's great. But when you put him behind that line and then also the defensive line, I think that's where Kwesi has to look at. I mean, they really need to rebuild their two interiors. Both, we all know the offense, but I think the defense too.
Okay, on the offensive line, then we'll pause. What? Okay, by the time they gather at TCU, do you think they're going to have a new center and two new guards? Is that too much?
Well, we always say you can't fix everything in one offseason. Now, they do have a lot of money to spend, I think $70 million in, you know, salary cap.
And that includes signing, re-signing a number of guys they
guys,
want back.
Yeah, or not bringing some guys back.
Yeah,
too,
right. You know? They can add to it by.
So I think they'll probably spend big on the interior in free agency. And then do they have three new starters? I think ideally, can you do them all? I don't know, but I think at minimum they need to have two.
Yeah, they also might. Listen, last year, Grenard was highly sought, but he wasn't Daniil highly sought.
Mm-hmm.
Van Ginkel was kind of next level behind Grenard, and maybe yeah. Cashman might have been next level behind him,
yeah.
But they all worked out.
Sure.
They might feel like they can do that. I don't like Trey Smith is the stud for the Chiefs.
That's what everybody's saying, yeah.
I don't think they're going to. I think they kind of think they can do it different. He likes to allocate money a little differently. I think they're going to pursue it that way.
I don't know. I think you're going to have to spend big to fix that problem. Off guard.
I think in total they're going to spend big, but I don't know if they're going to go at the
on one
top,
position,
top guy.
Like a Steve Hutchinson type
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, right.
Maybe
I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're right that they have a different approach, but I think if you're really going to address it, you're probably going to have to open the checkbook and pay somebody expensive money.
Right.
And then maybe try to find that under-the-radar guy that maybe people don't value as highly as you do. Because the same way with Cashman, I don't think he was valued, but you know, as a free agent, as highly as some other guys. But I think they looked at it as he would fit perfectly mm-hmm. in Brian Flores'
yeah.
scheme. So
right.
that's
and he did.
He would over you know, perform his contract.
All right, more on the purple with Chip and also a little bit more on the two Sunday games because they were stunning also. It was just a great weekend of football. We certainly will get back and will be the major theme throughout the day with the inauguration as the president just finished up the signing ceremony and a lot of visibility for Amy Klobuchar throughout this afternoon. 19 past 1 on CCO.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so on Sunday, as we're back with Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune, we had one quintessential snow game in Philly, and then we had the other one where it was kind of on the edge. It's fun television, but to determine the best team, does Chip Scoggins want that much snow?
Well, I like it just because it's fun, it's entertaining, it's something we don't see all that. But does it impact the game? Well, yeah, of course.
A lot.
We saw it.
I mean, right.
We saw the slipping. We saw the it's not funny, but when you see guys try to get out of breaks or cover a receiver, mm-hmm. they're like,
yeah,
like we all do. We're walking down the sidewalk.
They
don't fall.
Like us
don't
right
fall.
Now.
Yeah. And so, I mean, clearly you're not getting the best version of those teams, mm-hmm. but
yep.
that's the breaks. That's football.
I still think, again, I'll just repeat, to get the best winner, you're better off with a clean, fast
sure.
track, but it's an outdoor sport.
Yeah.
I thought it was done when it was, 28-15.
They did, too. So did the announcing
group. And they backed off, and I got to be honest, the way Stafford was playing,
mm-hmm.
I thought they might win that game, and I was thinking, what a hell of a comeback this would be.
Well, when Puka makes that catch along the sideline, I'm thinking, okay, here's the Minneapolis Miracle, their version.
Yeah.
I mean, that was in those
phenomenal.
When it's snowing and to make that catch along the sidelines, that was great.
And we think that's the out of bounds. We're not really sure.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it was funny listening to them try to call the game. He's like, I think they're at the 37.
Yeah, Tirico. Yeah, right.
He was great on it. It's like you couldn't tell. So, no, when they got it down there, because I think that catch was around the 25, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're like, they're going to pull this off.
Yeah.
You know, the extra point is going to cost them that because they just missed after the Barkley long run. After that Barkley long run, I thought that was the day.
I did, too.
I thought that was it. And I think everybody knew.
I started doing other stuff I had in the background, and then I'm like, is this really happening?
Because the Rams had did nothing, you know. Mm. And you know, they whoever the
Tirico and Collinsworth.
Collinsworth was saying, was it too late that they went quick, you know, that they start, mm-hmm. but yeah, I mean, the Rams showed a lot to be able to come back there, but yeah, I mean, that game in the snow, I just thought it was cool, you know.
And then to get Lamar and Allen, who this year are two of the three best players in the
They'll
game.
They'll be 1-2 in the MVP.
And by the way, you get Saquon early in the day, you know,
how
spectacular he is. That was a fabulous game. And I mean, the tough thing is, I was reminded, I forgot, Andrews dropped another one against the Steelers.
Yeah.
That could have won the game. And then, I mean, you know what? It went back to me, and this shows my age, Jackie Smith for the Cowboys in the Super Bowl against one of the Steelers games, where it's just wide open. Mark Andrews is one of the three or four best tight ends in football. He catches that 999 times out of 1,000.
And the one before where he's trying to make the move in middle field and he punches it out, does the Peanut Tillman punch out that everybody does now. And I'm pretty sure they scored off that, right? Bills scored off that. But I'm sure he had a hard time going to sleep last night seeing that ball come hitting him in his hands and then just not being able to.
Listen, Lamar had a bad INT. Any of the fumble. I didn't think his performance was nearly as bad as other playoff games. And now Andrews,
he'll bring up his playoff record, which
it's legit.
It's legit, but sometimes it's unfair because it's not one person and other guys make mistakes. So, but
I couldn't believe I tweeted at one point. What was Harbaugh doing? At one point, middle third quarter, Lamar and Henry had 14 combined carries.
I'm
like, did you forget who you have on your team? And then he gave it to him, and they just drove right down the field. And again, I have a tough time complaining about the call when the throw was right there. But if somebody would have said, why didn't they give the ball to Derrick Henry, I'd be like.
Yeah, well, especially in the third quarter, that game pivoted, and I was like, Bills might be in trouble here.
Yeah.
Because they had that one drive where it was like boom, boom, boom. They were just running it right down their
throat. After Harbaugh read my tweet.
That's right. After you tweeted at him, he got it. Yeah.
Dave, he monitors my tweets during
Naturally.
The game.
Naturally. Yeah. Of course he does.
Who can blame him? All right, we just were talking off air about the Wolves. Where it comes out today, Dante DiVincenzo has a grade 3 toe sprain. This is a month. This is months.
Mm-hmm.
This is indefinitely. This is seeing another specialist. For a team that's meandering through the year, this is bad because he had been playing really good basketball the last couple months.
That's it. I mean, he had finally looked like he'd settled in and was beyond the trade and was playing well, shooting the ball well. And once they moved into the starting lineup, that started to make sense. And so, yeah, I Googled grade 3 toe sprain real quick, and it doesn't look good.
No.
when you say out indefinitely and that he's seeing a specialist, that's not a short-term thing. So they're going to have to figure this out, and I'm guessing we're going to see more Dillingham.
Which I don't mind. I think we could have seen Dillingham
earlier.
I still believe in Finch. I still think he's very good. I think he's been a little too resolute on reluctance to change the starting lineup, and I don't understand why Dillingham wasn't in the mix all along.
Yeah.
You can play 9 guys.
I mean, we know Finch loves his veterans.
He really does.
He loves veterans, and he loves Mike Conley specifically, and what we all do, but as he's such a pro. But there are times where he said, you got to put Dillingham in there to try to change things up. And you're going to see a lot of him now because, you know, it feels like a pretty substantial loss to not have
Dillingham. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you started going one by one, who you wouldn't want to lose, Ant's obviously by far number one. How many guys are ahead of Dante?
Not many.
Not many. I mean, among my hoop threads early in the year, we were saying, is Rudy still the second best player? We all were yes. And I was thinking about sending that text over the weekend because he is not the same player he was last year.
No, it's been a disappointing. Now, he's had some moments.
In New York was.
But if we look at over the totality so far this season, it's been a disappointment.
Well, they'll rely on a draft. Oh, that's right. But, you know, they might get a pick because the Pistons. You know, the Pistons, they have the Pistons number one.
Oh, yeah.
My guy JB, our guy JB might lead them to the...
That's a fun team, the Pistons.
They are a fun team. Let's just finish with...
I'm sorry I have to get out of here. My schedule got all messed up.
Yeah, no worries. We'll finish with college football because it's been lost. Yeah, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave told you the message. Oh, by the way, the national championship, by the way, it hasn't been decided yet.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, this playoffs have been going down for 7 weeks. Team still got screwed. That was targeting. And what are you doing on 4th and 13?
You don't blitz all out on 4th and 13.
No, you don't.
I would pick Ohio State tonight. I said from the beginning, if they get past Michigan, if you just look at their talent, their ceiling's higher than anyone else's.
Yep.
They have the best team.
Yep.
If they play that level, even though I've been impressed with Notre Dame defensively, especially, but if Ohio State plays like Ohio State, I think they win.
Is Marcus Freeman coaching the NFL next year? God, he looks like a great candidate.
Well, the Bears want to talk to him, apparently. Yeah. So
they all should want to talk to him.
Bears, raise your hand if you haven't been interviewed by the Bears.
Honestly, they've interviewed 17 guys.
I think 17 or 18 guys.
And Eddie George out of nowhere.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they're going to wait and interview him. And I think eventually, I don't know if it's this year, but I think eventually he'll be an NFL head coach, Marcus Freeman.
Yeah. If they win, wouldn't be a bad time to go.
Yeah. You got a quarterback and... It's 1 of 32. We always say that. What's the pull? Being 1 of 32 and the money.
Yeah, you know? That is correct. All right, my brother.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. Chip Scoggins, check out his outstanding work. We're back with traffic and weather moments on CCO.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.